USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on Tuesday was questioned on her issues ranging from light sentences for child pornography defendants to her representation of Guantanamo Bay inmates to alleged acts of judicial activism. Judge Jackson on critical race theory.
That slide does not show the entire laundry list of different academic disciplines that I said relate to sentencing policy, but none of that relates to what I do as a judge.
One of the two black boxes containing data from Monday's China Eastern Airlines plane crash has been found. The black boxes are the technical equipment on planes that reveal reasons for the crash. China's state media said the box was found to be heavily damaged, noting that it was not immediately clear whether it was the one that recorded flight data or cockpit communications with air traffic controllers. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain MDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. MDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, MDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Poland's Interior Minister Kaminski has said the European Union member had expelled 45 Russian spies pretending to be diplomats. Kaminski tweeted, quote, "We are dismantling the Russian special services network in our country," end quote. The Russian ambassador to Poland, Andreev, confirmed the expulsions, telling reporters that the individuals concerned had been given 5 days to leave Poland. The National Football League has given the green light for paying players using new currency technologies.
The NFL is allowing teams to look into deals with blockchain and NFT companies. After it evaluated the technology, the league saying it will allow promotional relationships without undertaking excessive regulator or brand risk. The NFL said teams and the league must proceed carefully because of evolving regulations related to the technology. Advertising for NFTs and NFT companies are not allowed to use team marks and logos. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
President Biden is en route to Europe to meet with NATO and European allies concerning Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Representative Tim Burchett, Republican from Tennessee on Newsmax, says saber-rattling by Putin is his method of operation.
Putin always projects. He always accuses his people, other people. Remember, he accused the Ukrainians of extremism in their warfare, biological warfare, and these other things. I still question whether the Russian generals that he gives the order to, I mean, it's not Putin just sitting there with his finger on the button. I question whether they really want to get into a thermonuclear war and destroy the Earth, because that is exactly what will happen. There's no such thing as a limited nuclear weapon or device, because the clouds will be over. It's just like North Korea. North Korea was, when they were experimenting, China was the ones that were scared because they're afraid the winds would blow the nuclear waste over their country. So I still question whether his generals would follow through with that. I think he's just rattling some sabers.
The parents of Reuters photographer Danish Siddiqui, who was killed in a Taliban attack in Afghanistan last year, have begun legal action at the International Criminal Court against the Islamic group. Siddiqui, a Pulitzer Prize winner, was embedded with the Afghan Special Forces when killed on July 16th during a failed attempt by government troops to retake a town near the Afghan-Pakistan border from the Taliban. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.